Velma Hayes was my neighbor when I lived in West Plains. We've kept in touch over the years. She's still there, living by herself, and she was totally on board with this idea. Here's what a simple 5-minute phone call to check in on someone can look like.
Hello.
Hi, Velma. It's Jennifer in Springfield.
Hello.
And you're in West Plains?
Correct.
So as I mentioned, Velma, we're encouraging our listeners to reach out to neighbors and loved ones, and even with just a phone call to ask how they're doing. And I know that you and I can show them how that's done. Thank you. So let's begin by just hearing, how are you getting your groceries right now?
I have a real nice lady shopping for me every 3 weeks.
And you just hire her privately, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now you were telling me recently that, you know, sometimes due to the quiet, it gets a little depressing, and that recently you've been feeling a little down.
I do, but I just get up and find something to do. I get catalogs galore, and that's what I go through.
What type of catalogs are we talking about here?
Old Pueblo, Blair, all kinds of books like that.
Okay, so
I got 5 today.
You got 5 catalogs today. So, like, clothing? Okay.
Yes, it is.
One thing we're encouraged to do right now is to find things that we enjoy. And I happen to know that you love listening to old country music, like Charlie Pride. Is it safe to assume that there's some Charlie Pride playing in your house these days?
Oh, yes. Listen to one from Willow Springs, and it's just the best.
And you actually introduced me to Charlie Pride. Do you remember that in my car?
Yes.
Okay, so I should mention probably that you and I have been through some interesting times together. We survived a natural disaster together, a flash flood. We were neighbors.
Yes, we did.
And that's probably a story for another time. But I want to hear from you, Velma. What do you and other people who live alone need from friends and neighbors right now, particularly maybe from a younger generation?
Probably just phone calls. I get a lot of phone calls. Makes me feel good. You know, with anything, a card or anything, just to know somebody's there.
Do you have everything you need right now in terms of food and medicine?
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, you grew up in Siloam Springs, Missouri. That is southeast of Mountain Grove. That's to the west of West Plains. And that's in a very rural, forested area.
Right. In the Depression area, you know.
What do you think you and others learned from the Great Depression that may even apply to what we're going through right now with the coronavirus?
Well, I've always been a saver. I save everything because we, you know, we had absolutely nothing back then. My father worked in the timber. My dad and granddad built the house we lived in. It was just, you know, 3 bedrooms, I believe.
So 3 rooms. How many bathrooms?
Well, we had an outside bathroom.
Yeah.
We didn't have indoor plumbing or water or anything. But, you know, our health was pretty good. We had a lot of beans and potatoes, but beans are really good for you.
And you've told me that you never really went to a doctor or a hospital. I mean, there was no hospital in those days. But these healing women would come to the home if somebody was sick when you were young.
Ladies that, you know, knew things and they'd pass it on to what to do for so-and-so. I don't really know where they got their training from, but somehow down through their years, they'd picked it up and passed it on, you know.
Wow. So basically, traditional Ozarks medicine women.
Yes. They just made their own medicine and hoped for the best.
Wow. Okay. When I drove by to see you recently and kept my distance from out in your yard, I told you to be careful, and you said, I'm not afraid of this thing, meaning the coronavirus, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not afraid of much, but do you understand why it's really important for you to take precautions and keep your distance at this time?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
And you promised me you're going to do your best at that, right?
Sure.
Okay. You're one of the toughest people I've ever met, and I sure want you to take care, okay?
I love you too, people.
We love you, and we'll look forward to seeing you when this is all over.
I hope so, yes.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, that was a phone call with my former neighbor, Velma Hayes, who lives independently in West Plains, Missouri. We encourage you to think of someone you could reach out to in a similar way. Be sure to ask them how they're getting their groceries right now and whether they have the medicine and hygiene items they need. Tell them something you appreciate or admire about them. Make sure they have your contact information and let them know when you plan to call again. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.